Matthew chapter 26. And it came to pass, when Yeshua had finished all these sayings, he said to his disciples, You know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be executed. Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people unto the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and consulted that they might take Yeshua by subtlety and kill him. But they said, Not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. Now when Yeshua was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came to him a woman, having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at table. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. But when Yeshua understood, he said to them, Why do you trouble the woman? For she has wrought a good work upon me. For you have the poor always with you, but you do not have me with you always. For in that she poured out this ointment upon my body, she did it for my burial. Truly I say to you, wheresoever this good news shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman has done, be told for a memorial of her. Then one of the 12, called Judah Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said to them, What will you give me, and I'll deliver him to you? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Now before the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Yeshua, saying to him, Where will you that we should prepare for you to eat the Passover? And he said, Go to the city to such a man, and say to him, The master says that my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Yeshua had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12, and as they did eat, he said, Truly, I say to you that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and began every one of them to say to him, Master, is it me? And he answered and said, He that dips his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goes, as is written of him. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he'd not been born. Then Judah, which betrayed him, answered and said, Rabbi, is it me? He said to him, You have said. And as they were eating, Yeshua took bread, and blessed it, broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat. This is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink you all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink from now on of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Then he said Yeshua unto them, All you shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said to him, Though all shall be offended because of you, yet will I never be offended. Yeshua said to him, Truly I say to you, that this night before the cock crows, you shall deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, Though I should die with you, yet will I not deny you. Likewise also said all the disciples. Then came Yeshua with them to this place called Gethsemane, and said to the disciples, Sit here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then he said unto them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. And he went a little further, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And he came to the disciples, and found them asleep, and said to Peter, What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, so that you not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he went away again the 2nd time, prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, your will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them, and went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, Sleep on now, take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let's be going. Behold, he's at hand that does betray me. And while he yet spoke, lo, Judah, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he, hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Yeshua and said, Hail, Rabbi, and kissed him. And Yeshua said to him, Friend, why do you come? Then they came and laid hands on Yeshua and took him. And behold, one of them which were with Yeshua stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Yeshua said to him, Put up your sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be? In that same hour said Yeshua to the multitudes, Are you come out as against a thief with swords and staves for to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and you did not lay hand on me. But all this was done, that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. And they that had laid hold on Yeshua led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed him afar off into the high priest's palace, and went in, and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Yeshua to put him to death, but found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the last came two false witnesses, and said, This man said, I am able to destroy the temple of Elohim and to build it in 3 days. And the high priest rose and said to him, Don't you answer what these witnesses are saying against you? But Yeshua held his peace. And the high priest answered and said to him, I adjure you by the living Elohim that you tell us whether you are the Messiah, the Son of Elohim. Yeshua said to him, You have said. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, He has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now you've heard his blasphemy. What do you think? They answered and said, He's guilty of death. Then did they spit in his face and smote him, and others buffeted him with the palms of their hands, saying, Prophesy to us, you Messiah, who is he that smote you? Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came to him, saying, You also were with Yeshua of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I do not know what you are saying. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said to them that were there, This fellow was also with Yeshua of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came to him they that stood by and said to Peter, Surely you also are one of them, for your speech betrays you. Then he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crowed. And Peter remembered the word of Yeshua, which said to him, Before the cock crows, you shall deny me 3 times. And he went out and wept bitterly. End of chapter.